The longest-running war crimes court in history will soon close its doors after 24 years. The International Criminal Tribunal for the Former Yugoslavia, or the ICTY, just wrapped up its final trial in The Hague, convicting former Bosnian Serb General Radko Mladic on 10 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Terry Schultz spoke with victims and legal experts about what they believe the court accomplished and what is left undone.
Ramiza Gordic didn't come to The Hague thinking any measure of justice would stop the nightmares she still has. Losing her two sons, her husband, and 38 relatives in the 1995 Srebrenica genocide, which Ratko Mladic has now been found guilty of orchestrating. Those days in Srebrenica, Gordic recalls, were hell on earth, with people killing themselves, trying to escape what would befall the rest. The worst massacre on European soil since World War II, as many Bosnian Serbs tried to eradicate their Muslim neighbors. Kilima Dautovic was there too, gutted, she said, when Mladic was not convicted of genocide throughout Bosnia, including in her hometown of Prijedor in the Serb-controlled area. She and her family had been thrown in a concentration camp. Thousands died.
As survivors and victims of that, you know, genocide, do know that genocide did happen, because all non-Serbs in my town were either killed, put in concentration camp, or deported.
Chief Prosecutor Serge Brammertz hopes others take comfort that all 161 indictees were found and held to account. But even he is skeptical such a record will prevent new crimes from being committed. After all, he notes, more than 7,000 Muslim men and boys were massacred in Srebrenica 2 years after the court was created.
Of course, it's very difficult to measure. Perhaps without the creation of the tribunal, even more would have happened. It is clear that accountability is more the exception than the rule for crimes committed in our world today.
International criminal attorney Tarek Abdul-Haq says the ICTY need not be humble. He was a child in Sarajevo during the war and survived Bosnian Serb hate and incessant shelling to become a prosecutor of atrocity crimes. He says the ICTY has set critical precedents.
All of the various tribunals that have been created post-ICTY, from the Rwanda Tribunal to Sierra Leone, Cambodia, Bosnia, International Criminal Court, etc., all of them have to varying degrees applied not only the substantive law of the ICTY and the substantive principles that the ICTY developed, but also rules of procedure, which are often just as important in ensuring that you have fair and expeditious trials.
But Abdul-Haq acknowledges none of those advances have put Bosnia back together. Some say the communities of ethnic Croats, Muslims, and Serbs are as bitterly split now as during the conflict. One man who was immortalized in a photo as a skeletal detainee behind barbed wire in a Serb-run camp told me some people live together, others just live next to each other. Kilima Dautovic laments authorities in her hometown won't allow Muslims to put up a memorial to the victims there. Many people, Dautovic says, are still looking for their loved ones' remains.
They're still waiting for that in order to peacefully die.
Ramiza Gurdic is one of those. She only has the bones of one of her boys. She thinks of little else, she says, except to hope that Ratko Mladic is haunted by the ghosts of his victims, like she's been for 22 years. That, she says, would be justice. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.